Tantor Audio presents Too Much of a Good Thing by Kimberla Lawson Roby. Narrated by Madison Vaughn. Prologue. Curtis raised the volume on his big screen TV, slouched farther into the sofa, and sighed with much frustration. He hadn't slept peacefully in weeks, but he knew it was all because he'd been tossing and turning night after night, trying desperately to dismiss the voice he kept hearing. It was a voice that demanded his return to the ministry. For 4 long years, he'd been trying to appreciate the $50,000 salary he earned as director of a delinquent teens facility, but it just wasn't working. It wasn't working because during his pastoral reign at Faith Missionary Baptist Church, he'd become completely accustomed to earning 3 times more than that, not to mention the thousands of dollars he received in love offerings. He could still remember how most of the members had worshipped the ground he walked on and how loads of women in the church had openly thrown themselves at his mercy. He'd tried to fight them off as best he could, but it wasn't long before he'd given in to Adrian Jackson, the wife of one of the deacons. Then there was Charlotte, who was all of 17 when he'd first begun seeing her, and only 18 when she gave birth to his illegitimate son. But he regretted nothing the way he regretted being caught on videotape having sex with 2 women he didn't know. He'd met them at a convenience store and taken them straight up to a hotel. But what he hadn't counted on was their setting him up to be blackmailed. Monique, his disgruntled church secretary, had masterminded the entire scheme, and Curtis had lost everything. His tax-free 6-figure income, 3,000-plus congregation, custom-built dream house, and most important, his wife and daughter to another man.